Today's shiur is Masechet Yevamos Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah said, V'chayu Oicheles, that even if one saw an animal eating a person, Rechmona Letzlan, he cannot come and say testimony that this man is dead. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, on that Rav Yehuda Mishmul comments, this is only when he saw the animal devouring, eating the person, not in a vital organ. If the animal is eating the person at a vital organ, then edus may be said, it can be clear that it's proof that the person died. Similar halacha, shachar b'shnayim or rov shnayim, if the two passages in a person's body, the trachea and esophagus, if they were slit, or rov shnayim, or even most of them were slit, or barach, and then the person who had this wound inflicted ran away, so we didn't actually see him pass away, me'idin, still we could say, edus, we can be certain that the person passed away. Ask the Gemara, if this is indeed true, that a person is whose simonim were slit is considered dead, any varavidu shmul, shachabah shnayim or rev shnayim, if this happened to an individual that his simonim were slit, v'romaz, and at that point he gestured. He can't speak, probably, at that point, but he still was able to tell the Edom through motion. Kisu get lishti, write a get for my wife. The halacha is, harei elu yichtavu v'yitnu. They should still, that get is valid, they should give the write the get and give it to the wife. And as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem, in the first daf of Masechet Ksubos, the halacha is that a get cannot be valid after the death of the husband. So the Gemara is asking, if Shmuel is telling us that this person who had his simonim slit is considered dead, why is the halacha that he could still designate people to give a get to his wife? Answers the Gemara, when Shmuel said that he's certainly going to die, doesn't mean he will necessarily die immediately. Chayhu, he could survive for a certain amount of time. What Shmuel means to say is, Soifa Lamos, he certainly will ultimately pass away. Doesn't mean necessarily he's going to die right away. And it's time for the person to designate people to write to get to his wife. Ask the Gemara Elamiata. Now that we established that this person who simonim were slit will certainly die, ye goylal yodoy, if somebody b'shoigeg slit someone else's simonim, he should have to go to Golus, because the halacha is if someone murders someone else b'shoigeg, he's chayiv Golus. Alama tanya, why do we learn in a brisa shachat shnayim aroiv shnayim, if someone slit the simonim of another individual, b'shoigeg hareze ena goyla, there is no chiv golus. If Shmuel is teaching us that certainly this individual will die, so it's proof that Shmuel holds that this is a form of murder, and if it's a form of murder, b'shoigeg, he should be chiv golus. And as Taisus will explains, the Gemara's discussion here is not that he's not considered a murderer. He's certainly considered a murderer. The Gemara's question is, why is he not chayiv galus? Hayat Malah, says the Gemara, Amrav Oishia, Chashin and Shem HaRuach Bebalasai. We're concerned that it's not just the cut, the wound, that caused this victim to die. It was also the wind that contributed to the open wound to his death. And therefore, he's not chayiv golus. Because chayiv golus is not relevant under such circumstances. Inami, another example where it's not just the causing this wound that caused the person to die. Shemi ihu, maybe the victim, kirev misasai, made his death come quicker by being mefarchis, by not sitting still. He was moving around, and that hastened his death. And as again, as we said, as far as chiyuv golus is concerned, there is no chiyuv golus under those circumstances. And as the Aruch Haner explains, the Aruch Haner says that golus is a kapara. Golus is a way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the person who did this to another individual an opportunity to have a kapara for his aveira. Not under all circumstances did the Torah use this method, and this is one of the situations where it would not be applicable. In fact, the Aruch Haner asks another interesting shaila. He asks, when we say now that he's not chayiv golus, we know the halacha is that if one kills someone else b'shogeg, the person should run to one of the Arim Miklat. If he isn't in one of the Arim Miklat, the Goyel Adam, the relative of the individual who was murdered, may murder the murderer. The question is, when our Gemara says that if someone slit someone else's throat, but we're saying he's not considered chayiv golus because there are outside factors that contributed to the death of this individual, does that mean that he's completely absolved? And if the Goyel Adam were to murder him, he would be chayiv as a murderer himself? Or what maybe the Gemara means to say is, says the Aruch Haner, is that he's potter from golus, not for sure because he's not a murderer. It's just because we're not sure if we could identify him as a murderer, given that there are outside factors that were at play here. But certainly, it's a suffix that he might be considered a murderer, and therefore, if the Goyel Adam killed him, the Goyel Adam would not be Chiv Misa. Ask the Ramai Benai, what's the difference between the two explanations we just gave of why he's potter from golus? Answers the Gemara, the Shachta Bebeisa, the Shishe Uparchis. If the Simonim was slit in a marble house, that means in a house where there is no outside wind, but he still moved around. So there was no wind, but there was Pirchus. Inami, the Shachta Bebara, he shachted him outdoors, so there is the factor of the wind. For like Pirchus, but the victim did not move around, those would be the examples where there would be a difference between the two explanations we gave. That's the way most Rishonim learn, that the Gemara gave two explanations where there is no Chiv Golos, either where it was wind or it was Pirchus, and these two explanations are actually in disagreement. However, the Ritva says that there's really no Machloikis. What the Gemara means to give is examples of where outside factors are to contribute to the death, and therefore the murderer is not chiv misa. One is the wind, one is pirchus. But these two examples do not necessarily argue with each other halachically. Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah said at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Baba said, not all situations are identical. Ask the Gemara, Bailuhu. So the Gemara wants to know, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, how do we analyze and how do we understand what Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba holds? Do we say Lekula Polik, that the Tanakam of our Mishnah, as we recall, gave a time frame of 3 days, that up to 3 days the body can be identified, after 3 days it can no longer be identified, and now Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is arguing that we have longer than 3 days? Or Lechumra Polik, or maybe he's coming to be Machmer, and the Tanakhama gave up to 3 days, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba will not give us so much time. And as Tosfos and the other Rishonim explain, that there's another way that the Gemara is considering what Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba means. The Tanakhama established a time frame. He established a time frame of 3 days. And what Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is telling us is that we should not limit ourselves to time frames, rather we should judge each situation based on its own circumstances. Toshma, so Gemara says, that who gavered the Tova b'Karmi, there was a person that drowned in the city of Karmi, v'sukua behedya l'bosa t'losa yomim, and he was brought out of the water after 3 days, v'ansur avdimi manadolat visa, Rav Dimi allowed his wife to get remarried, even though his body was only identified after 3 days. V'su, and there was another story, who gavered the itba b'diglas, there was a person who drowned in the Diglas River, v'su agishra the Shifsura, and he was brought ashore by the bridge of Shifsura, v'antzba Rav Ludvisa apum the Shishbini. And again, Rav allowed his wife to get married based on the testimony of people who were his friends, who were able to identify him, l'basa chamisha yomi, after 5 days. And the Rabbi Yehuda Asad points out that the two incidents, the two episodes that our Gemara brings down, one time the Gemara uses the word Tova, and one time the Gemara uses the word Itba. Tova, he says, means that the person intentionally jumped and tried to drown. The other Itba means that he fell in and drowned. And Rabbi Yehuda also says, from what the Gemara is trying to teach us, is that when we judge, and the various halakhas that we're learning, we're going to learn in the following Mishnah Gemara, that come into play to decide if we can determine that the man is dead or not, it does not make a difference whether the person was attempting, Rahman al-Slan, to commit suicide and he intentionally jumped into the water, or other circumstances. Under all circumstances, the halacha is the same. Says the Gemara, Iyam Bishlam l'kula palig, it will say that Rabbi Huda is teaching us a kula, and he says we're not limited to 3 days. In the other Rabbi Huda ben Baba. So these episodes where they allowed the wife to get married, even though it was past 3 days, is because they held like Rabbi Huda ben Baba. Eli am l'chula l'chumr palig. If we're going to say Rabbi Huda is machmer, and he holds that you don't even give up to 3 days, so in the command, these people who relied on the identification even before, even after 3 days, how did they, on whom did they rely? Answers the Gemara, Shani Mayim Ditzimsi. It's different because water has the ability to preserve the body. So since the people fell into cold water, these bodies were found in cold water, that's why the 3 day rule doesn't apply. As a machlokes rishonim, that now that we established that the 3 day rule doesn't apply when the body was in cold water, is it the rule up to 5 days, or does it even go past 5 days? There are many rishonim that say that the limit is 5 days, as is indicated in the episodes of the Gemara just quoted. Others say that it could even be for longer. Furthermore, the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's not specifically cold water, even if the body was in a very cold place. Again, it's the same concept that the cold air preserves the body. Asked the Gemara, but we learned in the previous year on Daf Kuf Yotesam Beis, Va'amrit Maya Marzumaka, my water irritates the wound. So there we said the water is bad, and here we're saying water is good. Answers the Gemara, Hani Mili Heichadikamaka, if there's a wound over there already, an open wound, so the cold water irritates it. Aval Heichadikamaka, where there is no wound, Mitzmas Tzumas, the cold water preserves the body. However, v'hani mili tiki aske chazi b'shata, this that we say that if the body is taken out of cold water, we could identify it even if it's past 3 days, is only when we look at the body immediately. Avl shtai, if we delay, mispechtofich, the body becomes bloated and it's no longer recognizable. Machlokes rishonim, what does immediately mean? Most Rishonim seem to say it has to be within the hour. Others, the Rambam says that it could be up to 12 hours that the body could still be identified. And the Kesem Mishnah quotes a Shalos Teshuvos Haran that gives up to 24 hours. Furthermore, the Gemara discusses that the body becomes bloated. So here too we have a Machloikis HaRishonim. The Rambam says that the only time we have to be concerned for swelling and therefore unable to do identification is only when we saw swelling. But the Rambam holds that if we don't see any swelling, there we don't have to be concerned. Other Rishonim say that even if we don't notice swelling, we have to be concerned for swelling. There's also a Machlokes Rishonim. If this halacha applies, this concern of swelling only applies at any point that it was taken out of the water, or if the body was taken out of the water within 3 days, we don't have to be concerned for swelling. The Ritva says that only after 3 days does this concern apply. Other Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rashba, say that the concern of swelling applies any time a body is drawn out of water. There's an interesting Rosh. The Rosh says that this limitation, that we don't allow identification of a body that was drawn out of the water for the concern of swelling, is only to people who saw the body, who saw the person fall into the water. For such a person, since this person anyway believes that the victim is dead, so he won't be so careful in the identification process. But if the person who's identifying the body has no preconceived notion, did not see this person fall into the water, so he's much less, he doesn't come with any preconceived notions, and there we could be more makel in allowing him to identify the body when it was drawn out of the water. Continues the Mishnah. Nofalamaya, if somebody fell into the water, Ben Sheesh Lam Soif, whether the water has an end, Ben Sheesh Lam Soif, or has no end, as we will learn in the Gemara, that means that the body of water is so large that the four shores cannot be seen from somebody standing, from the place where the person is standing. Ishta Surah, under all circumstances, his wife may not get married. There's an interesting point that the Shar Mitzion Balocha makes. He says, perhaps for the Isser Ashes Ish, which as we know is a very serious Isser, there we can't be certain that this person passed away. However, says the Shar Mitzion Balocha, if it's only an issue that we want to identify that a Yovam passed away, and not that this woman will be allowed to marry anyone, perhaps since that's only an Isser Lav, even we could be makel under these circumstances. The Beis Yosef quotes a Rishon, whose name is Rebbe Lezer Mivardon, who said that our Mishnah uses the words Ishtoi Asura, not Ishtoi Asura Oilamis. Says Rebbe Lezer Mivardon that even though our Mishnah says that when somebody fell into such a body of water, we have to be concerned that perhaps he survived, says Rebbe Lezer Mivardon, that's only, we have to be concerned for immediately. But if years pass and we saw the person fall into such a body of water and we never got any notification or have no knowledge that the person is still alive, then we could be makel. And that's why the Mishnah doesn't say alomis. The Beis Yosef takes serious exception to what the Rebbe Lezer Mivardon says. He says that our Mishnah doesn't make any such differentiation, and we cannot say such a very big kula. Although I did see Paiskim, the Michas Yitzchak, and the Chsam Sofer, that say that we can take Rebbe Lezer Mivardon's opinion into consideration, amongst other factors, in identifying that a person passed away. Amr Rameya, Maisa Be'echad, Shenofel Bar Gadol, there was a situation where somebody fell into a very large pit of water, and he came out after 3 days. This is Mayim Shiesh Lam Soif, and we see that his wife, he survived, and that's why he holds Ishtay Asura. Amar Rav Yosef, Maisa Besuma Shiyar Litva Mora, there was a situation where a blind person went to the cave to go to Mikvah, V'yar Mashchay Achrav, and his guide followed him, and they remained there so long until they could not survive, and they allowed their wives to get married. There was an incident in Asia. Somebody was lowered into the sea, and then they only pulled out his leg, and as the Rashba says, we have to be sure that it's the leg of the person that was put into the sea. For example, there was a rope that we lowered him in, and that rope was attached to the leg. Or there's another simon muvik, says the Tosfos Yontif, in the leg, that we should know it's the victim that we're discussing's leg. And they only were able to pull out his leg. Amru Chachamim, and Chachamim said, Minakuva lamala, if the leg was severed above the knee, Tanase, this wife may remarry, as we explained in the previous year, because this is a simon of a trefa. A person whose leg is severed above the knee is a trefa and cannot survive. However, if it was severed minakuva lamata, below the knee, loy tanase, she may not get remarried because he might have survived. The machlokes rishonim, as we explained in the previous year, since we're identifying him as a trefa, and as we explained, the Gemara says in Masechta Chulin, a trefa cannot survive for 12 months. How long does this wife have to wait till she can get remarried? The Rashba and the Ramban hold she has to wait 12 months because we can't be, even if he's a trefa could survive for 12 months. The Rambam says that she could get remarried immediately. Tanna Rabbanan, we learned in the Brayse, Nafal Amayim, if somebody fell into a body of water and did not come out, Ben Sheyesh Lam Soif, Ben Sheyein Lam Soif, Ishta Esur, his wife is always forbidden to get remarried, Divrei Reb Meir. The Chamram reminds Sheyesh Lam Soif, Ishta Emeteris, Sheyein Lam Soif, Ishta Esura. Ask the Gemara, Hei Chidomi, Mayim Sheyesh Lam Soif, how do we define Mayim and it has an end? Amar Abaya, Kol Sh'oimed V'roi Me'aber Ruch Asof. If somebody stands and the body of water is so small that the person standing in one place could see all four sides, that's Mayim Sheyesh Lam Soif. Says the Gemara, Hu Gavri the Tova Ba'agma the Samki. There's a person that drowned in this swamp. Ansva Rav Shela Devisa. And Rav Shela allowed his wife to get remarried. Omle Rav L'Shmuel. So Rav said to Shmuel, Ton Neshamtei, let's put Rav Shela into Chayim. Omle Nishlachle Bereshe. First let's ask, because he went against our Mishnah. Because as we're going to learn, that was an area that was a Mayim Sheilem Soif. So how do he allow the wife to get remarried? Omle. So Shmuel says to Rav, before we put him into Chayrim, let's ask him what he did. Nishlach Leberesh. Let's examine based on what he did this. Sholchalei. So they sent him the following question. Mayim Shalem Soif, Ishtei Asur Matarin. Mayim Shalem Soif, may his wife get remarried or not? Sholchalei. So he responded, Ishtei Asur. His wife may not get remarried. We have to be concerned that perhaps he survived and came out from the other side. Furthermore, so they asked him, Agma de Samki, is a Mayim Sheyesh Lam Soif or Mayim Sheyein Lam Soif? Sholchalei, so he responds to them, Mayim Sheyein Lam Soifu. It's Mayim Sheyein Lam Soif. So they asked him, Mar Maitama of the Hachi. So if it's a Mayim Sheyein Lam Soif, and you know what our Mishnah taught us, that in a Mayim Sheyein Lam Soif, we don't allow the wife to get remarried. So why did you allow the wife to get remarried? So he said, Mitta Tina, I made a mistake. Anas Savri, I thought, Kivin the Kavu Kaimi, since these are stagnant waters, Kamayim Shem Shlem Soif Dami, it should have the status of a Mayim Shem Shlem Soif. For Loihi, but I was not correct. Kivin the Ikigali, even though it doesn't have a current, the wind causes that there should be waves, and Amagali Ashbalin, we should be concerned that the water, the waves, threw him to a different shore where we didn't see him survive. Karish Shmuel alei de Rav, and that, so now they put him to Chayrim because he made a legitimate mistake. So Shmuel said regarding Rav, Le'una letzadik kol oven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevents a tzadik from making a mistake. It would have been a horrible mistake to put Rav Shalin to Chayrim. And as the Shema Tzion Ba'alocha explains, from here we see the importance of Kvod HaTorah. Because, yes, on one hand, seemingly, Rav Shela made a mistake in his psak, But on the other hand, putting a person like Rav Shaila into Chayrim is a terrible bazillion of Kavarat Torah, and it should be refrained from, and that's why Shmuel prevented Rav from making this error. Kar Rav later Shmuel, and Rav said regarding Shmuel, Shur B'Rav Yoyitz, there's always going to be salvation by asking for an Eitzah. By me discussing what to do with you, I was prevented from making this terrible error. The Mefarshim ask, how did Rav Shaila come to make such a mistake of letting the wife get remarried when the Pesach was wrong? So Mefarshim say, he really didn't make a mistake, because this man was indeed dead. It's just he shouldn't have said it, because it doesn't follow what our Mishnah says. The Ein El Yol says, the Pasuk says, Shalom Roiv Lahave Sarasecha, so he says that Pshat in the Pasuk is that if a person is an Oyev Torah, if a person loves Torah and wants to do what's right, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevents him from making mistake. Here is, that's exactly what happened, that even though Rav Shaila made an error in this Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented him from actually carrying out that Pasuk, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects Shalom Roiv Lahave Sarasecha. Tanya, Amar Rebbe, Ma'is B'Shnei B'nei Adam, Machmer Machmurim B'Yardim. There were two people who were setting nets in the Jordan River. V'nechnas Echmem L'mchil Shodagim. One of them went into a tunnel where there were fish. V'shakacham, the sun set. V'leiroa Pischa Shemachila. And he could not see where the opening of this tunnel was. His friends remained long enough there until he could not survive. And then they came and told his family that he had died. The next day the sun comes up, and the person was able to see the opening of the tunnel, and he comes home, and he finds his levaya. He attended his own levaya. Amar Rebbe, at that point, Rebbe said, "Kama gedolim divrei chachamim, how great are what Chazal said? Shamru mayim sheish lem soif, water that has an end, ishte maturas, eishayim lem soif, ishte asura." And that's why, because we see that he could survive. Ask the Gemara, "Yachi mayim sheish lem soif, nami leichish lemechilas shadogim." If there's always this possibility that the person survived in this tunnel, so even a mayim sheish lem soif, Why do we let his wife get remarried? Why are we certain that he's dead? Answers the Gemara, "B'mayim sheish lem soif mechilas shadogim lashchicha." It's not common to have a mechilas shadogim, and therefore we can't assume that he survived. The Mefarshim explain, what does it mean, "Kama gedolim divrei chachamim"? So Pasha Pshat is that we see how smart and how knowledgeable Chazal were, that they knew that a person could survive because there may be this tunnel of fish. The Gra says another Pshat, "Kama gedolim divrei chachamim." When our Mishnah said that a woman may not get remarried if her husband drowned in a mayim she'en lem soif, the Mishnah didn't give a reason. So he says how smart Chazal were for not giving a reason. Because once they start giving a reason, people are going to start debating. Maybe the reason isn't applicable here. So Chazal just said they're psak without giving a reason, that we shouldn't start debating, is this reasoning applicable under every circumstance. I saw that the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe, quoted his older brother, the Beis Yisrael, who asked a very fundamental question. The truth is, he says, we do know that in most circumstances, a person who drowns in an ocean, in a mayim she'en lem soif, certainly cannot survive. So the question really is, why were Chazal so machmer? We've been learning so many shiurim about mishum eguna kila barabonin, how Chazal went out of the way to be mekel for an aguna, and to allow an aguna to get remarried. And here, Chazal being so machmer, says the Beis Yisrael, what Chazal were establishing was they were bringing into the world a tremendous bracha. They were bringing into the world a bracha that even if somebody Rachmana Litzlon, fell in to Mayim Shalem Soif. He could still survive. Our Mishnah, by saying that somebody who falls into Mayim Shalem Soif can't survive, is essentially teaching us that it's not hopeless when somebody falls into Mayim Shalem Soif. There's always hope that a person can and will survive. Continues the Gemara. Amar of Ashi. Says Rav Ashi, Hod Amar Rabbonin. This that Chazal said, Mayim Shalem Soif, Ishti Yisura. This that if a man fell into Mayim Shalem Soif, his wife may not get remarried. We can't be sure that he's dead. Hani Mili Binish Balmi. That's by an ordinary person. Avot Tzumar Rabbonin. If the person's a famous Talmud Chacham, Loi. The Halach is different. Because either Solik, had he come out, even in a distant shore, colorless Lahu, everybody would know that he survived. And the Chasam Sofer says that nowadays this heter, it would not be limited only to Tzuvim Rabbanim. Since we live in times, the Chasam Sofer already said it in his times, of wonderful methods of communication, telephone and internet, etc. So certainly it's very easy to notify from one side of the world to the other side of the world, what's going on. However, says the Gemara V'loihi, V'loishna the Inish Da'alma, it makes no difference if it's an ordinary person, V'loishna Tzavar Rabbonim, and the Tamat Chochem, the Eved in, only the Eved may his wife get remarried, L'chatchila noy. And the Rishonim say, the definition of L'chatchila B'di'evid is not as we normally know. B'di'evid means that if she got married, we don't make her get divorced. Because if she knew that she was not supposed to get married, and she anyway went ahead and got married, we make her get divorced. And as Tosfos says, even though there are so many roiv, there's so many factors pointing that he's dead, we still are not makel. Number one is there's a roiv that most people that drown in such a sea do not survive. And even if he would have survived, we would have heard about it. Still, we cannot be makel even with two roifs. The interesting thing is that the Shaul Shuvus Kilas Yaakov quotes Rav Chaim Volozhiner that says there was a situation where a man fell off a bridge into a sea that was frozen. And then the ice cracked and he drowned in the water, and he allowed his wife to get remarried based on two roivs. One roiv is that most people under those circumstances, when they fall from such a great height, will die, plus the fact that most people that drown in such a sea will dry. Ask the Pesach Tshuva that we didn't, then we just quote a Tosfos that says that even when we have two roivs, we cannot be makel. So answers the Shaul Shuvus Ber Yitzchak from Yitzchak Elchanan that there's a difference between the two roivs that Tosfos is discussing and the two roivs that we're discussing. The two roivs that Tosfos is discussing did not come at the same time. The first roiv was that most people that drown in such a sea don't survive. The second roiv is that if he would have survived, we would have heard. They're not connected. Here the two roivs came at the exact same time, that he fell from a great height into such a sea. That circumstance, we do rely on two roivs. The Chazon Ish, along the same line, says that in the situation that Tosfos discusses, there's really only one roiv. That most people that fall into such a sea do not survive. The other roiv only supports the first roiv, because if he would have survived, he would have heard. Here, however, says the Chazon Ish, the two roivs are independent. One is most people that fall from such a height don't survive, and the other roiv is that most people that fall into such a sea drown. And it's not that it's really one roiv, and under those circumstances, that's why Rav Chaim Volozhiner was makel. Tanya, Amar Rav Gamliel, says Rav Gamliel, Pam achas hayisi mahalach b'sfina. I was once traveling on a ship, for Isi Svina Achash Nishbra, and I saw one of the ships broken, for Isi Mitzdar Talmud Chacham Shabbat, and I was very upset about a Talmud Chacham who was on that boat, who I was concerned did not survive. Umanu, who was that Talmud Chacham? Rekiva. Kshalisi b'yabosha, when I came onto dry land, Bov v'yoshva dolafana b'alocha. Rabbi Kiva came to my shir. Omatiloi, so I asked him, b'ni mihalocha, how did you come up from the sea? Omli davshal svinan nizdamanli, aboard from the ship. I found, and I held on to that, and I floated, I held on to that board, the kolgal, the gal shabola, and every wave that came upon me, nanete leiresha, I bowed my head, and that's how the wave passed over me. And we have to repeat here the famous vart that Rameyah Shapiro said regarding this Gemara. Rameyah Shapiro said that this Gemara, he said, refers to the Daf Hayomi. And he says, we know that Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Gamliel, lived in a time that were there terrible persecutions for the Jewish people. And yet Rabbi Kiva was successful. He was makel kehilos barabim. He gathered communities to sit and learn Torah. And Rabbi Kiva, even though he began with such humble beginnings, emerged as the Gol Hador, as the leader of Kal Yisrael. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel asked Rabbi Kiva, "Mi alocha? What was this key to your success?" Answered Rabbi Kiva, "Daf shel Svina, the daf that I learned every day, a daf of Gemara, that daf that I held on to under all circumstances." Called Gal Shagal Shabalai, all the different waves and all the different trials and tribulations that we go through life, Nanesli Roshai, I was able to hold on to that daf, and b'schus that daf, I succeeded. Bekanam Chachamim, Chachamim said based on this story, Mivoyim Roshayim Al Adam, if a person is being attacked by Roshayim, Yanali Roshai, let him bow down until the Tzara passes by. And the Mefarshim explain, it says, Yavu Rishoyim, if there's a group of Rishoyim attacking a person, Yananeloi Roshay, a person should deal with every Rosha separately, because dealing with a community, with a Tziba of Rishoyim, is very difficult. Amati by Shishah, so Gamaliel says, at that time, I said, Kam Gedoyim Divri Chacham Shamru, Maim Sheishlam Soif, if the whole body of water could be seen, the wife can get remarried. So if we see a person seemingly drown in such a water, Asur, his wife may not get remarried because he might have survived. Tanya Rabbi Kiva. Pamachas Hayisi Mahal Gusfina, I was once traveling in a ship. Verisa Svinachas Mitrefas Piyam, and I saw a ship sinking in the sea. Verisa Mitzdal Tam Chacham Shabon, I was upset about Tam Chacham who was on that boat. Umanu Rameyer, who's the Talmud Chacham is being referred to as Rameyer. Shalisa Medinas Kaputkia, when it came to Kaputkia, Bov Yoshua Don Lefana Ba'alocha. I found him sitting and learning. Amatle Bni Mihalocha, how did you survive? Amle Gal Taldeni Lechaveroi, one wife pushed me to the next one. Vechaveroi Lechaveroi, Achikana Lebosha, until I was spit onto dry land. Amati Ba'ashashah, Kama Gedoilim Divri Chachamim, how great, as well as Chassid said, Mayim Sheishlam Soif Ishta Mataris, Mayim Sheishlam Soif Ishta Asura. And in the Farsha point out, Ben Yayada points out, the difference between this episode and the previous episode. In the previous episode, Rabbi Kiva at least had a board of the ship to hold on to. Here, he did not even have a board of the ship to hold on to. Tana Bonin, Nofel Agai Harayas, a person fell into a den of lions, Amy Edenlov. We cannot be certain that he died, because perhaps the lions aren't hungry at that time and they didn't harm him. However, lechafura melei and lechashma kravim, if he fell into a pit full of snakes and scorpions, meidin alav, then we can assume that he did not survive. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira oimer avil chafura melei and lechashma kravim, even to such a pit full of snakes, e meidin alav, we cannot be sure, because chayshinen, we're concerned shem chabahu. Maybe he's a person that knows how, he's a snake charmer, and he knows how to protect himself from these snakes. The Tanakama, and the Tanakama that doesn't agree, he says, Agav Itzitza, because he falls down onto them, the pressure causes them certainly to harm him. So Mefarshim asks, we all know that it says by Yosef that the brothers threw him into a pit, Mayim Einboy, Avon Choshim Vakrabim Yeshboy. Asked Mefarshim that based on our Gemara, that a person that falls into such a pit, he's certainly going to die. How's that true? We see that by Yosef, he he was thrown into such a pit, and he did survive. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky answers that there's a difference between when the person was thrown in, or the person we fell, or he was thrown in. If the person was fell there, he certainly scares the snakes and they will harm him. When he was purposely put in, then he can survive. The Meiri says that although our Gemara, and this can answer this question too, that although our Gemara differentiates between a pit with snakes and a lion's den, says the Meiri, it really depends if there's extra room in the pit and in the den. If a person was thrown into a lion's den and there is no extra room in the lion's den, then the lions will certainly kill him. And on the other hand, if he's thrown into a pit of snakes and there is extra room in the pit of snakes, he certainly will not die. And therefore, perhaps the pit that Joyce was thrown into was such a pit that there was room, and therefore it isn't necessarily a proof that he should die. Tana Rabbanan, Nafal Tat Kifshan Aish, the person fell into a furnace, Midin Lov. We could say Edis that he certainly didn't survive. L'yoyer, but he fell into a vat, Malei Yayin V'shemen, burning wine or oil, Midin Lov. We could say Edis that he certainly died. B'shem Rab Ach Amru, Shashemen, if he fell into a vat of oil, Midin Lov, we could say Edis that he certainly didn't survive. Malei Shumavir. So the way Rashi explains that what happens in a pit, in a vat of oil, is that since the boiling oil caused his legs to shrivel, and then when he fell into the vat, the oil spilled over the side, and it made the fire burn even harder, even stronger, and therefore the oil will not stop burning, and it will certainly not survive. The Rashba explains that when a person falls into a pit of oil, burning oil is so hot that it doesn't just affect his legs, affects his entire body, and he can't survive. However, Shalyayin, if he fell into a pit of wine, into a vat of wine, Amy in love, we're not sure he died, Neshim Chaba. Although Rashi says his legs will get wounded because of the heat, but the wine that spills over will extinguish the fire, and therefore he might survive. Armaloi, and the Chazal said to Rav Acha, "Tchilas mechaber." Although first, when the wine hits the fire, it causes it to extinguish somewhat. Soif maver, then it goes stronger, and he certainly can't survive then either. Omer may ma'is bechet shnafel par agadol. There was a story where somebody fell into this large pit and he survived. Tanya Omer le'Rameya, ein maskir ma'is nisim. We can't bring a proof from that episode. That was a nice. My Maisa Nisim, what is the Nais? Elaim Delay Yochav Elishti, will say that how could he have survived 3 days without eating or drinking? Foksiv, but some alive are Tachlas Tashtu. We remember the story from Megillas Esther, where Esther told her fellow Jews to fast for 3 days. So we see a person can't survive for 3 days. Says the Gemara Delay Naim. The Nais was that how could we say he survived without sleeping for 3 days? Rav Yochan says, if somebody makes a shvua that he won't sleep for 3 days, he gets malchus because his shvua is certainly a shvua shav. It's a shvua taken falsely because he can't survive without sleeping. Rameya Maitama, what's the reasoning for Rameya? That how did the person survive? It says, keep on gabi keep on hava. In this vat, there were like arches that he held onto and leaned on to sleep. For Bonin, the Shisha Hava, they were made out of marble, so there was nothing to hold onto. For Meya, it's not conceivable that he didn't have something to hold onto and that he survived. So as the Rishonim explained, what we're learning now, as we understand, the Maskana of the Gemara is that Rameya doesn't rely on a Nais either. He just says that there was a way that he could survive. And therefore, Ramei will agree, say to Rishonim, that in a situation where a person can certainly not survive, his wife may get remarried. Tana Bonin. Maisa Bita Shal Nechonya Choy Fasichin. Nechonya was a person that dug ditches that the people who would be oil regal should have water to drink. Shnaflu bar hagadol, that his daughter fell into a large pit of water. And they came and notified Rav Chanina ben Doisa. Sharushana amalahem shalom. The first hour he said she's fine. Shni amalahem shalom. So he said in the second hour. Shlishis amalahem also. In the third hour she said she survived. Amalei biti mealechot. So when he came out, he asked her, how did you survive? Amalei zocha shorachelim nizdamenli. Male sheep came my way. The zokeman higoy. And an older person was leading it. Amalei naviata. So they asked Rabbi Chanina, are you a Navi that you knew your daughter's going to survive? I was the one that did a mitzvah, digging these ditches. Yikosh Bazaroi, will my children die that way? Certainly that she'll survive. From here, the Chassam Sofer says that there are Paiskim that want to say that we see that the amount of time that we give a person before we concern that he's drowned is 3 hours. Rashi says that this Zochah Shel Rechelim, the Zochim with Rechelim, was Avram Avinu. And why was she saved in the Zochus of Avram Avinu? Because Avram Avinu, when he took Yitzchak to the Akedah, at that point he brought a bracha for his children, Klal Yisrael, that they, when they're in Tzaras, they could be survived. The Trumas Hadeshin explains, the Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Mayofa Pamnayich bin Olim Bas Nodiv, Bito Yishal Avram Avinu Shenikra Nodiv. So Avram Avinu is connected to the mitzvah Oilu Regolim, and we know that Nechunya Chayf Asichin also tried to help this mitzvah by making water available for the Oilu Regol. That's why Avram Avinu was the one that came to survive, to save his children. Amar Rav Abba, Abba came Meis B'nai B'tzama. Even though his daughter, as we find, did survive and did not die by drowning, his son died of thirst. Shenema Sviva of Nishram Oid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very careful with the people around him. Lamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaydik Im Sviva of Kuchot HaSaira, and he's very makbid on a tzaddikim. If they do the smallest aveira, he punishes them. How do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so careful? Kael Narat B'Soy Kedoshim Rabbi V'Noya Kosvav. He's awesome around the people that survived, that are around him. And as Tosfos asks, why is there a difference between the son and the daughter? Because the daughter fell into a ditch, and the ditch is something that he prepared so his daughter is not going to die in that ditch. His son died from thirst. That wasn't something he did. He didn't actually give anybody to drink water, and that's why his son didn't have the schus to survive when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was medagdik with him. And the first explain why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu so medagdik in with tzaddikim. And the Pasha Pshat is because since these tzaddikim recognize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so there's there's higher expectation from them that they should act perfectly. Another pshat is that the Ein Eliyahu says that we know Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wanted to create the world, his original plan was to create it b'midas hadin, but he saw that people cannot survive that way. However, tzaddikim who can't survive that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still leads them and rules them with midas hadin. Says the Mishnah, filo shamam and anoshim imris meis ish plani, even if he heard women saying such a person died, dayo, it's enough for the court to allow his wife to get remarried. Yehuda imir filo shamam and anoshim, even if he heard children imrim harayna holchim lispar likpers ish plani, we're going to say the hesped and bury such a person. Under such, even under those circumstances, may his wife get remarried. All Rishonim seem to say that to rely on Tanoikis, it's not just enough that we heard the Tanoikis saying that this person passed away. We have to hear, as our mission indicates, that they have some sort of a story, there was a Levaya, etc. But there is a Machlokes Rishonim if there's a requirement when to rely on children, do they have to be Mesiach Lefi Tumay? The Torah says that to rely on children, they have to be Mesiach Lefi Tumay. The Rambam says we can rely on children even when they're not Mesiach Lefi Tumay. Says the Mishnah, Bein Shu Miskavin, Bein Shu Enu Miskavin, makes no difference to accept testimony about the death of a person, whether the person who's saying this testimony intends that his word should be a testimony, but that wasn't his intent. Yudai may be Yisrael, Apish Miskavin, by Yisrael, even if that was his intent, we could rely on what he's saying. By the Kachavim, if his intention was to say testimony, we have to be concerned that he's coming purposely to deceive us, and ein edusai edus. Ask the Gemara, how could we rely when the children are saying that they went to Levaya? V'dimloy azli, perhaps they really didn't go to Levaya. Amar Yudah and Shmuel, the Kama Reini Boim Melispah and Melikvah Ishplani. When they're saying a whole story, as we said, this was the Hesped, this was the eulogy, and this was the Levaya. Ask the Gemara, V'dimla Kamts Ba'al Metshachal, perhaps the children are playing. Really a grasshopper died, and they're playing a Levaya, the Sikalei Al Shmei, and they called this grasshopper with this name, who happens to be the same name as the person we're concerned that perhaps passed away. Answers the Gemara, the Kamer became Rabbanim Hashem. These were the Rabbanim who were there. Became Sabdonim Havasam. These were the people that said a Hesped. When they said so much detail, it's a proof that it's not just some game that they're playing, but rather this is actually what happened. They're saying testimony to an event that they witnessed, and they can be trusted.